is subdivision 2022-26, Ballinger subdivision, formerly known as Warrington.
Mr. Chairman, council is going to read a motion into the record.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mears. And the motion is that the commission grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-26 for Ballinger subdivision based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zone AR1 located within the low density area of the 2019 comprehensive plan's future land use map. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 106 lots on 53.54 acres of land, resulting in a gross density that is permitted in the AR1 zoning district. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Four, DelDOT has not opposed the development. In addition, the subdivision will comply with all of DelDOT's roadway and entrance requirements. Five, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design which is superior to that of a standard subdivision, including a substantial amount of open space and buffers, and it complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. It is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code as follows. A, the cluster design permits greater tree preservation than would occur with a standard subdivision design. This design preserves approximately 13 acres or 44% of the existing woodlands. B, the cluster design includes or maintains approximately 52% of the site as open space. This significantly exceeds the 30% minimum required by code. C, the cluster design will result in less mass grading of the entire property than would occur within a standard subdivision. And D, in general, the applicant has shown that it identified and preserved environmentally sensitive areas first and then located and designed the roads and lots last. 7, the subdivision is consistent with the character and trend of the residential development in the area. Also, with the conditions imposed by the code and this approval, the subdivision will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. 8, the subdivision meets the purposes of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 9, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 106 lots within the subdivision. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, or other common areas. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 28 total acres, or 52% of the entire site, shall remain as open space. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation where it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer area nearest the interior of the development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the development shall comply with DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, the subdivision shall be served by central water and sewer. I, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets. J, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and in Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. During site work and initial construction, all dumpsters and roll-off containers shall be covered to prevent construction materials and debris from blowing across the site or onto neighboring properties. K, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a school bus stop within the subdivision if required by the school bus district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. L, there shall be on-site active and passive amenities, including a playground, clubhouse, swimming pool, and walking trail. These amenities shall be completed and open to use as required by section 99-21E of the subdivision code. M, there shall be at least 13 acres or 44% of the existing forest preserved within this development. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided and all the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. N, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. O, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And finally, P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of subdivision 22-26, Ballinger Subdivision, formerly known as Warrington, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
I'm going to have to sustain due to I was not here at that time.
Okay. And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and the motion carries 3-0. Our next item is conditional use number 20.